Inspector Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Don't want to bother you because I know you got Flanagan coming in, but Haldeman is bringing over a copy, what I call my final reading copy of the State of the Union.
Yes, sir.
And after you finish with them, if you could, I don't know what your schedule is, having, if you could take a time to just read it through.
I will.
And give me a ring. I've tried, after we talked my day before yesterday, I've gone over and it's, as you may feel, a little too mild, but I just thought that in view of the rather vicious attacks that the likes of Kennedy and Harris and others have made, that I ought to, frankly, to a certain extent, turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, as you know, we're putting out a 15,000-word opus in which we lay out everything that hasn't been done. And in this, I mentioned the fact that there are 90 legislative proposals that I've already presented that we need action on. And the only two new things are the one which in which we sort of say that maybe later in the year we may have something on the tax matter.
Uh-huh.
And the other new thing, of course, is totally non-controversial, that the technological stuff, you know,
yes,
which Magruder's working on.
Yeah.
But my main interest in what I'd like for you to do is to read it for tone and style.
All right.
Now, you'll be interested to see this. We do not give it this way to the press, but I have, I thought you'd like to see the way that I have it typed for me. I think when I write a speech, when I do it myself, and when I deliver it, I think in outline terms, and so I've got this down in outline terms, but I don't think it'll bother you as you read it. So in other words,
no, well, I'm sure it won't.
But when you see one or subparagraph one, I don't say that as deliberate.
I understand.
The purpose is to get my own rhythm and cadence, but you'll find it, I think, rather interesting as a speaker yourself.
How one other guy does it.
All right, sir.
But it is deliberately, as I said, it's very conciliatory, but it lays it out there.
I'm sure I won't have any argument with that.
Well, I think that's the way you and I talked, you know, we were talking the other day. I was coming on the home stretch, and I then thought, the real question was whether I ought to make it a little tougher, particularly after Kennedy's attack. And then I thought, hell no, that'd be just the wrong reaction.
Now, to be sure that you didn't misunderstand me the other day, Mr. President, when I was talking about what you ought to do in your demeanor and behavior,
right,
and what you say, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't set up a campaign organization and get it prepared
right
now and get somebody else to do.
Yeah, well, as you may have noticed, and this was as a result of Colson's operation and McGregor's, we did have some pretty good answers.
Yes,
Scott.
Yes, sir.
Didn't you think that was all right?
Scott
and Ford took them on real hard.
Yes, sir.
And Dole got in a couple of licks.
And I think that's what you have to be prepared to do.
I think we've got to hit them right back every time they do these things. And the one thing, let me ask you just one anyway, briefly on that score. I was, one thing that particularly outraged me was that damn Harris's thing. And yet I hate to have our people elevate him at all. But what do you think?
I didn't answer him, and I don't think anybody else should.
What do you think?
He barely took me on. But what he's trying to do, he's basically trying to say that you and all this administration are tools of the fat cats and the
oil.
Yeah, the privileged class,
right,
the oil boys, and he's a no-good son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't think he deserves it.
Well, the thing about that is that, now take the oil thing. Hell, you know, we made a lot of oil people mad.
You sure did.
What we've done, and by the same token, frankly, I do not want to go out and say to the, I don't want our people to go out and say that I'm not a friend of the oil people.
That's right.
Because basically, John, I am.
Right.
You know, let's face it, that's what I believe.
Right.
And I frankly think Harris attacking us may let some of those oil people know that, by golly, that their enemies are our enemies. What do you think?
I think that's right.
I don't know what reaction you get, but let me know if you, on that score, if you feel that somebody ought to take him on, I'll sic go water on him.
I've talked to some people about it, some of the members of the House.
Have you?
Yeah. They don't think he deserves a reply. I mean, they, at this point, so many of them hold him in utter contempt that they really don't think he deserves a reply.
Well, some of them is even growing a mustache.
That's right.
Well,
and
that finishes me with him.
He's a low life.
Well, he's finished anyway.
Of course he is.
He's not running. He gave up running for president. He can't be re-elected.
He's been re-nominated in his own party.
His own party. and now so he's sniping away.
Well, anyway, if you read it, and I'll be here. I'm just marking this up, you know, for delivery. And but call me if you think there's anything in the way that you feel changed, so forth. The foreign policy thing, I think you will agree, is quite skillful. I wrote that, of course, very carefully, and it will be followed on February 8th with a major foreign policy report, as we always have. But the foreign policy one sets forth our principles very clearly, and I think you'll like it.
Roger.
Okay.
Fine.